Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of YouTube thumbnail, A-B testing, and why so many people seem to struggle with it. I'm excited to learn more, right? It's one of those things where you can put in a ton of effort and still come up empty-handed, you know. You spend hours crafting that perfect video, create several thumbnails, and then crickets. Oh man, I feel that. It's so frustrating to think you've done everything right only to see your views drop instead of soar. Exactly. The main issue is that many creators think A-B testing is just about picking two images and letting them duke it out. But if the setup isn't right, it's like racing a car with flat tires. Huh. So what's the deal with the setup? What are most people missing? Well, it's a combination of factors. For starters, you really need enough data. A lot of beginner creators run tests with fewer than 10,000 impressions, and that's where things go sideways. Wait, so if you don't have enough impressions, it's basically like flipping a coin and saying heads always wins. Exactly. If you only get, say, 500 impressions, you can't trust those results. It's just not statistically significant. So what should smaller channels do if they want to run effective tests? One solid strategy is to run your tests longer. Instead of just 24 hours, consider letting it run for a couple of weeks, and you can also use predictive AI tools to simulate clicks before you even upload. That way you get a better sense of what could work. Oh, that's really interesting. So using AI can actually save you time and give you a clearer direction before you even start testing. Alex, totally. In fact, reports show that optimized thumbnails can achieve a 9% average click-through rate compared to just 4% for untested ones. That's a massive difference. Wow, that's huge. What about mobile viewers? I've heard that there are some new cropping issues in 2026 that are affecting thumbnails. You're right. Mobile viewership is dominant now, but YouTube's responsive design updates have made cropping a real headache. For example, if your text is in the bottom right corner, it can get covered by the timestamp. Jordan, yikes. I can see how that would be a problem. So, how can creators avoid these mobile cropping issues? Alex, the key is to design your thumbnails with mobile viewing in mind. Make sure all your important text and images are positioned away from the edges. That sounds like a smart move. Speaking of design, what about YouTube's new native A-B testing tools? How have those changed the game? Great question. YouTube's new native tools allow for up to 5 title and thumbnail variants and automatically rolls out the winner based on 10,000 impression thresholds. It's really streamlined the process. So if I'm understanding correctly, it means creators can get results without needing third-party tools? Exactly. But even with these tools, you still need to understand the principles behind effective testing. Otherwise, you might just be automating bad decisions. That makes sense. And what about this new trend of AI prediction? Oh, it's a game changer. AI tools like Thumb Magic can predict click-through rates with around 96% accuracy. This means you can know which thumbnail is likely to win before you even upload. That's incredible. So, you can save so much time and effort by using AI to test your designs first.
Yes.
Personally, I love using a mix of AI to find my top 2 favorites and then letting them battle it out with YouTube's native A-B testing. That's a great strategy. Now, before we wrap up, what are some common mistakes that creators should watch out for? One big mistake is a lack of patience. Many creators give up after one failed test. But the success rate improves significantly on the third try. It's all about tweaking and experimenting. So, if a variant loses, don't just go back to the winning one. Ask why it lost and make adjustments. Exactly. And then there are technical specs. If your image is too big or the wrong shape, YouTube will compress it and the quality will suffer. A lot of thumbnails fail simply because they don't meet YouTube's specifications. Got it. It's all about the details. So to sum it up, focus on gathering enough data, consider AI tools, and always keep in mind how your thumbnails will look on mobile devices. Perfect summary. And don't forget, consistency is key to building your brand. that's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.